Migrant crime on Joe Biden's watch haunts American communities ahead of first presidential debate. By John Binder on June 27, 2024. A string of high-profile murders of American women, allegedly at the hands of illegal alien men, looms over communities ahead of the first presidential debate, where President Joe Biden is expected to defend his record on immigration. On Thursday evening, former President Donald Trump will face Biden in the first debate of this year's presidential election. While Trump is reportedly expected to bring angel families as some of his guests, Biden is likely to be on defense over immigration, defending his catch-and-release network at the United States-Mexico border that has released millions of migrants into American communities. Some of those communities have been hit in recent months with murders, allegedly committed by illegal alien men, that have rocked the nation and have victims' loved ones demanding changes. Rachel Morin. On August 5, 2023, 37-year-old Rachel Morin went out for a walk at the Ma and Pa Heritage Trail in Bel Air, Maryland, in Harford County. When Morin did not return home, her boyfriend, Richard Tobin, reported her missing. The following day, Morin's bludgeoned body was found on the side of the trail in a case that prosecutors say is the most gruesome ever in Harford County. This month, 23-year-old Victor Antonio Martinez Hernandez, an illegal alien from El Salvador with ties to the MS-13 gang, was arrested for raping, beating, and strangling Morin to death. Last year, on three occasions, Martinez Hernandez was apprehended by Border Patrol agents trying to cross the southern border after he allegedly murdered a woman in his native El Salvador. On his fourth attempt to get into the United States, Martinez Hernandez was successful, becoming one of about 2 million gotaways who have crossed the border undetected by Border Patrol. Rachel was the life of the party and had a special knack for making people laugh, Morin's obituary reads. Her presence was the joy she showed in her smile, the light in the room. She was deeply devoted to her faith, which was a guiding force throughout her life. Morin leaves behind her five children, mother, boyfriend, and five siblings. Martinez Hernandez is being held at the Harford County Detention Center without bail. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency has placed a detainer on him, requesting custody if he is released from jail at any time. Jocelyn Nungere. On June 17, 12-year-old Jocelyn Nungere was lured to a bridge in Houston, Texas, by illegal aliens 22-year-old Johan Jose Martinez Rangel and 26-year-old Franklin Pena, who then allegedly murdered her, tied up her hands and feet, and left her body in a nearby creek. Martinez Rangel was apprehended at the United States-Mexico border near El Paso, Texas, on March 14. That same day he was released into the United States Interior on an order of recognizance with a notice to appear, NTA, before a federal immigration judge. Pena was apprehended at the border near El Paso on May 28, less than a month before Jocelyn's murder. That day Pena was released into the U.S. Interior on an order of recognizance with an NTA to appear before a federal immigration judge. Federal data shows that at the time the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, released each man into the United States Interior, the agency had available detention space to hold them but decided not to, the House Homeland Security Committee has found. Jocelyn's funeral is being held on June 27. She leaves behind her mother, brother, and sister. Jocelyn's tender heart extended to all living beings, as she could never understand why there were so many stray animals. It was her sincere wish that every creature created by God had a loving home like she did, even a pigeon or two, her obituary states. Martinez Rangel and Pena remain in Harris County jail on $10 million bail each. ICE agents have placed detainers on both, requesting custody of them if they are released at any time. Ruby Garcia. On March 22, 25-year-old Ruby Garcia was in her car along South Highway 131 in Grand Rapids, Michigan, with 25-year-old illegal alien Brandon Ortiz Vid of Mexico when he made her pull over on the side of the road and allegedly shot her four times execution style, twice in the head, once in her arm, and once in her hand. After Garcia's body was discovered on the side of the highway, Ortiz Vid called the police on March 24 to turn himself in and admit to the murder. Ortiz Vid had been deported from the United States in 2020. He had also had other run-ins with the law dating back to 2017 before Garcia's murder. Garcia leaves behind her mother, father, brothers, sister, and nieces and nephews. Ruby's love for plants and traveling came nothing close to her affectionate smile that illuminated the room or contagious laughter that recreated the atmosphere, her obituary reads. She cared so deeply for the people around her, so kind and passionate. She's made an impact on many lives. Ortiz Veit remains in the Kent County Correctional Facility without bail and is facing life in prison without the possibility of parole. Lakin Riley. On February 22, 22-year-old Lakin Riley went for a morning jog in Athens, Georgia, around the University of Georgia, UGA, campus. Riley was an avid runner and had been in nursing school. When Riley did not return after her jog, her roommate called the police. Riley's body was discovered bludgeoned in a wooded area on the UGA campus. The following day, illegal alien Jose Antonio Ibarra of Venezuela was arrested and charged with Riley's murder. Riley leaves behind her mother, father, two sisters, and brother. She was devoted to serving the Lord. She was always involved with church. Her love for spreading God's word led her to attend mission trips through the church, Riley's obituary reads. Her love for the Lord was exemplified in every aspect of her life. Ibarra crossed the U.S.-Mexico border near El Paso, Texas, on September 8, 2022. DHS officials cited a lack of detention capacity as the reason that Ibarra was awarded parole via Biden's parole pipeline and released into the United States Interior. At the time of Ibarra's apprehension near the border, though, more than 8,000 detention beds were available for use by DHS. On July 19, 2023, Ibarra reported to ICE agents in New York City for a biometric appointment where he was fingerprinted. The results of those fingerprints show Ibarra had a prior criminal history. On September 14, 2023, Ibarra was arrested for acting in a manner that could injure a child. Despite the charge, Ibarra was not prosecuted, and the arrest was expunged. 2 months later, in November 2023, Ibarra applied for an employment authorization document, EAD, with the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS. On December 9, 2023, Ibarra's work permit application was approved. Ibarra has pleaded not guilty to murdering Riley. He remains in Clark County Jail without bail pending his trial. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.